This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This can be a moody and beautiful time of year in the Sacramento area, the Central Valley areas that typically live under constant blue skies and sunshine for so much of the year. The winter months, though, bring rain and frost. There can be blankets of fog or mist and cloudy skies. The cool, damp air is all around us. This is one of the seasons that Janice Kelly writes about in her book, Mornings on Fair Oaks Bridge. Janice is joining me in the studio. Welcome. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So you're a nature writer, a naturalist. You're a consultant for public programs. How much time do you spend outdoors?
As much as I can.
That's a good answer. Will you describe where Fair Oaks and the Fair Oaks Bridge are? Give us a bit of a visual picture.
The way I describe it is when people are driving down Sunrise Boulevard, they look, as they cross the American River, they look to the east, and Fair Oaks Bridge is right there, maybe 100 yards, half a mile. And it's also called the Red Bridge. It's listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And people go, how do I get there? And I describe that they turn into Fair Oaks Village, take a walk, and it's right there. And many people just go right by. They go, I don't know where it is. I say, well, if you cross the river, you look east, and it's right there.
This arching, as you say, rusty, red, pretty old bridge is so inviting to people. We should say that the bridge is closed to vehicle traffic, which makes it even more welcoming.
Yes, it's a pedestrian and bicycle bridge. It used to be open to traffic so that the residents of Fair Oaks and Carmichael and Orangevale could take their produce out to the train station that used to be there. But now it's residents, walkers, cyclists, people that walk their dogs. And it's a wonderful place to be in an open space and see the river, the sun rises, the sun sets. It's a very peaceful and open place and quiet for some observation.
We're talking about a suburban area of Sacramento, and Fair Oaks on a map plots between Citrus Heights and Rancho Cordova. And this little stretch of the river is the focus of your book, and you really tracked wildlife, time, sunrises, and sunsets over an extended period of time. It came out of a blog, didn't it?
I began this as a blog because I wanted to see what happens first thing in the morning at the river. I had never been to the bridge at that time in the morning. I thought, wonder what happens. So I started visiting just for myself, and I was writing a journal and taking photographs. And then I thought, well, I don't want to keep this to myself. I want to share it. So I started blogging. And then after a year of blogging, I thought, this could really be something more valuable to people if they could see it in a book and see it as a collection. So I blogged about 150 posts, and 75 of those are in my book.
You write, every morning when I approach Fair Oaks Bridge, I wonder what colors will be painted across the sky when the clouds reflect the sunrise. Shades of pink, fiery orange, or gold. Will I see richly colored blankets of fog rolling slowly downriver? Will clouds be reflected in the river? What wildlife interactions will I see? You had some regulars, like the same female quacking duck and certain other, I guess, friends along the way. Will you describe some of the interactions?
Well, the quacking duck I'll start with, because that was quite amusing. every day that I would go for 2 months, I would hear this little quacking, and she would go on for 10 minutes without taking a breath. And I was wondering what is upsetting her so much. I could hear her 100 yards both sides of the river, and the male ducks were not paying any attention to her. But she went on for quite a while. I enjoyed her quacking and looked forward to that.
You never figured it out, though, did
you? No, I have no idea why she would do that. It sounded like she was in cadence or she was being angry about something, but I have no idea. And then a goose would land on the cement pillar and whisper to me. And when it was cold, I could see the fog, or the mist coming out of its mouth. And it would just sit there until two other geese decided to barge in, and then it would leave. One of my favorite experiences is when the fishermen are there in the fall. And they arrive before dawn. They have their cook stoves. They have their lights. They're very patiently waiting for the salmon to bite. And it's very cold. And a man walked by me as I was standing on the bridge and watching. And he said, "Why go out there in the cold and catch salmon? You can just buy it in the store." And I said, "Well, you missed the experience. You can't buy the experience." And that's why the fishermen are out there.
You have a John Muir quote in your book that really speaks to what you just said. I'll read it. "These beautiful days must enrich all my life. They do not exist as mere pictures, but they saturate themselves into every part of the body and live always."
That's the peace and the joy that I feel when I go to Fair Oaks Bridge. It's a beautiful open space. It's a very healing place. And it's more than just a walk across the bridge. It's really a place to stop and watch and feel the chilly air on your skin. Watch the colors of the water, the sparkles on the water as the sun moves across the sky, the mist as it rolls across the water and under the bridge. Those are experiences that stay with me, and I can feel those experiences even when I'm not at the bridge. And it's beautiful to be a part of that.
You're not talking about doing anything complicated. In fact, you're not a photographer by trade, so the pictures that are in the book were taken with
a Canon SureShot pocket digital camera.
Right. Right. So I think, and the reason we're talking about your book is that you're trying to tap into, help other people tap into, in fact, that place where we're part of nature too, where we're really connected. And maybe we forget that too often.
I love to go on walks with other people and give them a little insight about what's going on at the river. I think it's really important to stop and realize that, yes, we are a part of this, and this is the river that nourishes us. And we are really a part of this.
We're between right now the Salmon Run, which brings so much activity to the river. And then the birth of all the little babies, the ducklings, the goslings, the little fish, the otters, the frogs, turtles, you name it. So it's a quiet time to explore. Is there a lot happening in your walks? Are you seeing much this time of year?
At this time of year, there are hundreds of seagulls. Hundreds of seagulls that are feeding on the dead salmon. And they could be at the Fair Oaks Bridge. They could be a little farther east on one of the sandbars. And they are just sitting there and waiting. The egrets are there. The great blue heron is there. I've seen cormorants. And of course, there are dozens of turkey vultures. And they swarm around the trees. And everyone guards their particular catch. And when the great blue heron shows up, everyone else scatters because that's the bully of the river.
You have a whole community out there you're keeping track of. Well, Janice, I know you said you want to turn your work into a podcast. What I hear from you is the most important advice taking a walk, especially along all those miles of the bike trail, is to, wherever you are, pause and be quiet and look around.
Yes, and to really listen. Because it's wonderful to walk. However, if we don't stop, then we really miss the relationships. And I think the reason why I know about the relationships between the wildlife is because I go regularly and I can see how they interact. I can see that the ducks, how they land in the water when they water ski in with their legs flat, and then they splash in. I can see how each of them interact, the ducks and the geese interact. And you realize that after you stop and you observe, and you do that more than once.
Thank you so much for sharing your book and your thoughts.
Thank you.
Janice Kelly's book is Mornings on Fair Oaks Bridge. You can find more about it, see some pictures, and find out how to get your own copy on our webpage. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. You can always find our show online and by podcast at capradio.org/insight. Thanks for joining us.